welcome everyone here this morning. In Jesus' name, the choir, God bless you. Powerful and impactful ministration. To the very last Sunday of the month of August, and the Sunday also that is leading us to the 2019 International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. People are coming from all over the world. Someone sent a message this morning. He said he just boarded his flight, taking the 22 hours journey from Australia to be here by flight. And we believe we shall have the best of week. The prophet of vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The Lord blesses what? Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Our objective is to understand the profitability, the dividends, the benefit of the life of vision. And vision, we said, is insight into God's plan for a person's life. When you have insight into what God wants you to do with your life, and you place it in front of you, you are pursuing a vision. And that vision is profitable. Because every kingdom principle is connected to kingdom products. If God gives a principle, that principle has attached products or dividends. That is what we want to see. What is the profit of vision? Number one, vision is the guarantee of the future. Vision guarantees the future. Because the vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. If the devil cannot prevent you from seeing tomorrow today, he can't stop you from accessing that tomorrow you see today. Vision guarantees the future. The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. If the devil cannot stop you from seeing the future today, he cannot stop you from reaching that future you see. What occupies your heart affects where you will occupy in life. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, all the way to verse 9, Joseph kept on dreaming dreams and seeing the future. And because he kept seeing it, no devil could stop him from accessing it. Because in Genesis chapter 41, from verse 39 all the way to verse 44, the future Joseph kept seeing became a reality. It doesn't matter what is around your life today. Don't see where you are. See where you are going. It doesn't matter what is around your life today. Don't face your situation. Face your destination. Because your destination is where you are going. Number two, vision guarantees possession. Every man's possession is limited by their vision. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14 to 15. God spoke to Abraham. He said, lift your eyes from where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. To thy seed forever. What man sees determines what God can give. What is not in your heart cannot be put in your hands. Somebody will ask, are you surprised? Am I surprised to be where we are now? Or to be in this kind of structure? Truth is, no. I am grateful, but never surprised. Because we saw it coming, and it came. And I mean, what you see coming must come. I mean, what you see ahead gets into your hands. Somebody say a loud amen. We are grateful to God. We are appreciative. We are thankful that God's word and principles work, but we are not shocked. There are yet places ahead of us that we haven't stepped, that we will step. Last Friday, Thursday, we traveled to Ghana for the National Convention of the Full Gospel. And then preach on Thursday night and on Friday morning. On Thursday night after the ministration, the international president of the Full Gospel worldwide was there. On Thursday night after the ministration, some people rushed at us, pastors, people from everywhere. In Ghana. You were there, right? And they began to sing around us. I opened my mouth. When they finished singing that one, they said, you are always there to help. I looked at them en masse. And the Holy Ghost said, you say the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. He said, that is not what it is now. Not the earth shall be filled. The earth is being filled. Be careful what you see ahead. Bad or good, it will happen. Take your seat. What is not in your heart can never enter your hands. Empty-handedness majorly is a product of empty-heartedness. Empty-handedness in life most times emanated from empty-heartedness. It is a loaded heart that guarantees a loaded life. Vision guarantees the future. Number three, vision releases inner strength and capacity to surmount the immediate. It releases inner strength and capacity to surmount the immediate. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, the Bible says, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. When you are a man who sees where you are going, and you know that God is taking you there, there is a level of ruggedity, a level of audacity, a level of ferocity, fightability, that makes you to just surmount the immediate in order to access the ultimate. You didn't hear what I just said.
Men and women of vision are fightful people. They are fight. They are what? Fightful. Fightful. Very rugged. Very aggressive. Very audacious. Very ferocious. You try to beat them down, they rise up again. You try to rest. You block this way, they pass another way. They know they must get there. They have been shown there. They have seen the revelation of there. So you block here, they pass here. You block here, they pass here. And you can't stop them. You can't stand them. You can't do nothing about them. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? The reason why so many people are weak in life and lack energy and forcefulness is because there is nothing in them that drives them. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain that he may run. So vision makes you a runner. There is a drive inside you. Something is driving you and makes it impossible for you to be wearied here. I prophesy upon somebody here. The things that stopped you before now, today their powers are paralyzed. Their powers are paralyzed. The grace, the energy, the power, the fire to surmount your current position is hereby released upon you. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Be seated in the presence of the Lord. If I stop here, I've already overpreached. Pastor, what is the secret of your ruggedity? I'm seeing something ahead. I am seeing far beyond where we are now. I am seeing far beyond our level as a church. So I'm restless. I mean, people are saying, oh, thank God we have seen results. And I said, we have seen nothing. Some people say, oh, as I was walking into the service just now, so I heard the Holy Ghost say to me in the middle there, say, where you are now is starting point. For all these years, we have been rehearsing to start. The things God wants to do, the foundation, we are just trying to lay foundation. The major things are about to begin. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You think I'll be seeing such things and hearing such things and then be carrying my shoulder up like a boss. Boss has arrived. No way. No way. No way. Is God speaking to somebody here? So there is that drive, that resilience. There is that unstoppability, irresistibility, indefatigability. Is God speaking? That kakarakarity that is imparted by the power of vision that makes you to just permanently be in motion, and people are wondering, what is driving this man? A French from Côte d'Ivoire met me and in Ghana. He said, after I watched some of our programs and so on in the last 2 years, he said, I started looking for our books in French and I have not seen one. That put me instantly under pressure. He said, I just want to buy one book that you wrote in French. I said, you will soon see it. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It releases the inner strength and capacity to surmount the immediate. Number four, vision releases joy and hope against depressing issues of the moment. Vision releases joy and hope against depressing situations of the moment. That is, you have a current situation around your life that doesn't look like where you are going in life. It doesn't look near where God has shown you in vision or in dreams or revelation. Or even your inner conviction is contrary to your outward situation. But as you focus on the vision, as you focus on what God spoke to you,
As you focus on what you have seen about yourself, as you focus on what the Bible said, and you focus on the convictions of your heart, there is a joy that is released that destroys the frustrations of the moment. Again, that Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, he said, for the joy that was set before him, he was seeing the throne and seeing where he was going, and that gave him joy despite the cross, despite the cross, despite the cross. I heard this from God's servant Papa Yereko, and I want to quote it. Quote, the happiest people are those who celebrate the future. The present will always create some concerns. But the future is your picture. It is as you see it that you find it. End of quote. Again, he said, the happiest people, begin of quote, the happiest people are those who celebrate the future. The present will always create some concerns. That is where you are now will always give you some concerning things that are troubling. The present will always create some concerns, but the future is your picture. It is as you see it that you find it. That is, instead of dwelling in the present, travel into the future. Just revel in the fantasies and excitements of what the future holds. And as you see it, so shall you find it. Somebody say amen. There is one way to know that you are not seeing the tomorrow ahead of you. That is when your life is buried in depression. That is the easiest way to know. That your focus, your life is entirely focused on where you are. You are focused on where you are. You are focused on where you are coming from. You are focused on where you have been. And as a result of that, your joy disappeared. But if you can persistently from scripture focus on where you are going, on where you know God is taking you, or on the possibilities ahead of you, then you walk with springs under your feet. You walk with leaps. And you are excited. Today, everything that is a concern around your life and around your destiny, by the power and the anointing by which I preach today, I declare them arrested in the name of Jesus. Grace and help to fulfill your destiny is released. Number 5, vision brings order and structure to life. It brings order and structure to life. Some of the most orderly people on earth are visionaries. It brings order, it brings structure, and ultimately brings color. This Proverbs 29 verse 18 we read all the time, where he said, where there is no vision, the people perish. That Proverbs. The New Living Translation. He said the people run wild. When people do not accept divine guidance, which is the same as vision, they run wild. Where life is without vision, it is without structure. It is disordered and disorganized. Is God speaking to anybody here? It is disordered. It is disorganized. Disordered. I had a lot of things to do yesterday. I was here preaching to the children in the morning, and you need to have the help of God to preach to 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, and they understand what you are saying. You need that grace. And I was preaching to them and then doing some television recordings and then doing message preparation for today's service and doing other things. And my wife saw me at one point, I was doing almost many things at the same time. You say, oh, So you have to do this while you are young. You have to do this. I say, why not? I have to do all that because, I mean, I know this has to be done and this has to be done and that had to be done. Anybody who has more time than work is battling with vision deficiency. Time becomes a burden where life lacks a bearing. If a person's life doesn't have a bearing, time is a weight. You have time at your disposal and you don't know what to do with that time. But life, that is one of the benefits and advantages of vision. Your life is structured. Your life is ordered. Your life is coordinated. You know that I need to do this and do that. I need to do this and after this I do this and after that I do that. Vision brings order and structure to life. Number 6, vision brings wisdom and insight into life. Wisdom and insight. People of vision are people of light. In fact, people of vision are people of light and wisdom. And of course, it goes without saying that the absence of vision is the absence of wisdom. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your body shall be full of light. That singleness of eye is what we call vision, what we call focus. It floods your life with light. A lot of divine ideas happen for people who have vision and focus. Ideas. Trusting God. God wants me to become a multi-billionaire for the sake of his assignment on the earth, for the sake of the kingdom, and to relieve the burdens of others and to deliver people and empower people like this kind of lady that testified about the wheelbarrow and all those kinds. And then suddenly, while you are concentrating and thinking more about how to be more useful to God and more useful to your generation with the millions and the billions, then the floodgates of heaven opens. Divine ideas flood like water. And you have light. You have insight. You know, when David got the vision to bring down Goliath, you know, in that battle that day, nobody else had any vision. Goliath was not killable. Goliath wasn't, Goliath was insurmountable. Everybody was running, including their king. But David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I will take him down. Presently, there was no means to take him down. But once he got the vision, he got the wisdom. God opened his eyes and he saw the unprotected forehead of Goliath. Nobody else saw it. And he said he knew he could catapult and sling a stone and direct it to that forehead. And God assisted the stone and brought down the giant face down. One stone hit you, you were meant to go backward, but he prostrated by the power of vision. The reason why people don't live where they are is because they don't know where they are going. If you will know where you are going, you will be supplied with what to do to get there. If you can let God show you where he wants to take you and you focus on it, he will also supply you with what to do to get there. Someone say amen. Vision brings wisdom.
and brings insight. Finally, number seven, vision imparts vitality and longevity to life. Vitality and longevity. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29 and in verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The reverse is true. Where there is vision, the people flourish. They must flourish. It's true. All truths are parallel. And they have their core. People must flourish. Can I say one thing and don't forget for life? There are people who die out of satanic wickedness. But there are those who die for lack of reason to remain here. I'll give you two examples. Where there is no vision, people just fade. One man was sick and he was admitted in the hospital. And he had been so frustrated and depressed with life and, you know, the kind of people who wish that they just die. And he was right there in the hospital. He had typhoid and malaria or something and he had been treated and he's well. And they discharged him to go. And he said, I am tired. Can you just leave me here in the hospital for a while? No more malaria parasite, no fever, nothing. They only left him for one day and he didn't wake up the next day. People may die for wickedness of the enemy, for sickness, for several things, but there are those who die for lack of reason to remain here. One woman died near our neighborhood, you remember, many, many years ago, and her mother was still alive, like me. She was youngish, like 40-something. Mother was like 60, thereabout. And the mother said, you left me 7 days, at the most 14 days, I must join you. Without reason, 14 days, dot, this woman passed without sickness. Because as far as she was concerned, there was no more reason to be alive. It is possible to fade away easily if there is no more reason to remain here. I read a book by Zig Ziglar. Please take your seat. Where he talked about how an experiment was done for octogenarians, people who are 80-something years and above, the secret of their lives. And they got one man, I don't know, maybe he was close to 100. And the journalist wanted to interview him as to the secret of his long life. And the man didn't talk to the journalist. He just was attending to his flower. He came to the interview with a pot of flower or something. And he was watering it and looking. Time was going. And the people were very, very impatient. See, this is airtime going. Speak to us. Let's know what to tell the people. That's one of the secrets of your life. When it was almost time up, he looked at the journalist and he said, you see this flower? Around this time next year, it will bloom. It will blossom. And I'm going to watch it. He kept flower in front of him. And that flower that must blossom next year, he is waiting to watch it. And that was enough to keep him. And by the time it happens by next year, he will put another thing in front. If you have a reason to be on the earth, no power can take you out before your time. Ay, 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 ay. In case you have not heard anything today, I just said something. If you have a reason to be on the earth, no witch, no wizard, no principality, no power, no force of darkness, no force of the occult, no force of disaster, disease can take you out before your time. Somebody shout power!
I talked with somebody about
21 years ago with a terminal condition, terminal diagnosis. And I said to the person, if you have 30 more years to live, what will you do with it? And the person said, I said, write it down. He wrote it down. I said, all right, go and do it. Wait for it. If you have 30 more years to live, what will you do with it? Oh, I know what to do. Write it down. 21 years has passed. The person is not only well, in my physical estimation, he could still have another 30-something years if Jesus tarries. That is, give you, let there be a reason why you must be here. Anything looking for you before your time, today I declare that power expires by fire. Can you say a louder amen? I prophesy to somebody today, you shall fulfill your days. And the diagnosis disappeared. The diagnosis disappeared. Disappeared. If you have a reason to be here, no force can take you out before your time. And vision is what gives you the reason to be here. I speak to someone here today. Anything wanting to cut your life short, that thing is cut short now. You shall fulfill your days. Shout the loudest, amen. Help me shake the hands of 7 people. Tell them you shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. Before you sit down, shake 3 other hands. Tell them if you have a reason to be here, no power can take you out before your time. You have a reason to be here, no power can take you out before your time. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Woo! What is my counsel to you this morning and conclusion? Number 1, ensure that you live the life of vision. Don't live your life to chance. Don't live at random. Live by vision. Live with a loaded heart. I said it while preaching. Avoid empty-heartedness to avoid empty-handedness. Live with vision. Don't live your life to chance. Don't live your life to trial and error. Live with a loaded heart. Avoid empty-heartedness if you want to avoid empty-handedness. Number 2, run with the vision. Don't sit down waiting for roasted chicken to fly into your mouth of his own accord. Because there are those who wait like that. Those who wait like that. That lady decided to hold the wheelbarrow with her BSc or whatever degree and just ignore the devil. Pursue the vision. Give it all you have got. And finally, all this is from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1-3. Wait for it. If it tarries, it shall surely come.
That God ordained plan for your life. God ordained purpose for your life.
Even if it tarries, wait for it. It will come.
I am not asking you to wait for your own selfish plan. That will be frustration.
No. Let me give you an example. One pastor's wife was about to pray for a member of her church, of their church, concerning marriage. She said, no, something like, no need. I've already seen who I will marry. And the woman said, who is the person? He said, but the man is currently married.
You have heard nothing yet. So he said, if the man is currently married, how will you marry him? You know what she said? What if the wife die?
He said she is the one to die. He said, the one to die. What if the wife that women hold your husband well, and vice versa, and husbands hold up. That is somebody's vision is for another person's wife to die, so that she can marry the man. And who guarantees you that the man will marry you, right? I'm not talking about that kind of vision. That is demonic, that is diabolic, that is devious, that is pernicious, that is evil. That's not what we're talking about.
I'm talking about God ordained vision. I'm not talking about I must live in America by all means. That's my vision, I must live there.
It's not a must. If God's plan doesn't include you living there, that is frustration heading somewhere to happen. What I ask you to wait for is that which is godly, that which is lovely, that which is honorable, that which is. Place it on the screen, the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, what things are true? That which is true. That which is honest. That which is just. That which is pure. That which is lovely. That which produces good report. If there be any virtue or excellence, if there is any praise, it will bring praise to God. That is what to focus your thought on. This is the kind of thing that constitutes authentic vision. The kind of thing that will occupy your mind, that God will see to it that it comes to pass. Place it again. What things soever are true, they are honest, just, pure, lovely. He has good testimony. He has virtue, character. And if there is any praise that will come out of it to God when it happens, that is where to focus your thought on. Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a loud amen? Can somebody say a loud amen? I believe it is a new day for somebody. I believe that somebody whose vision has been delayed, in this season it will come to pass. I believe what God has planned for your life and your destiny will come to pass in this season. And if you are saying amen, you will stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. You will shout the loudest amen. You will shout amen at the top of your voice. Did somebody receive something this morning? Why not lift up your hands then and let's appreciate him for his word to us. Let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him.
Lift your hands and thank him and honor him and adore him for his word to you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I am not looking for my own plans. I am looking for your plans for my life. I am not struggling for my own plans. I am struggling for your plans for my life. Let it come to pass, Lord. Let your plans come to pass, Lord. Let your purpose come to pass for my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand. And be in worship.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device, not creed. I trust the end. Oh.
worship him.
I need a
Let your hands in worship me. Worship him. I don't need any other argument. Just appreciate and honor him. Worship him. Your hands high. I shut up. And listen to me. He said, cast all your cares upon me and trust me to handle your fears. He said, I have the ability to handle what you can't handle. He said, I see what you can't see. And I know what you don't know. He said, if you will trust me and allow me and give me the right of way, I will bring to pass my perfect plan for your life. And the enemy will never have his way in your life. And the enemy will never have his way in your life. He said to somebody, a phase is ended. A chapter is finished. Maga, He said, you are at the junction of another phase of your life. He said, you must trust me to guide you to the next phase. Do not lean on your own understanding. put your hands in my hands, and there will be no occasion for you to stumble. Put your hands in my hands, and there will be no occasion for you to stumble. Then he said, for what is ahead is bigger, brighter, better than what is behind. What is ahead is bigger, is brighter, is better than what is behind you.
He said to someone, he said, I am not going to give you all the details at once. I won't give you all the details at once. I'm going to lead you a stage at a time, a step at a time. As you reach the next step, then I show you the next step. As you reach the next step, then I show you the next step. If you will trust me, it will be a phase at a time, a season at a time. Is God speaking to someone here? Lift up your hands and just appreciate him now. Appreciate him. Appreciate his mercy. Appreciate his love. Appreciate his kindness. Appreciate his leading, his leadership of your life. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Lift up your hands. My shout up. Father, we thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for giving someone clarity. Thank you for giving someone direction. With hands uplifted, wherever you are, you need Jesus to make the difference in your life. You want to put your hands in his hands and to put your life in his hands and to say, I've lived my own life enough. I want today to mark a new day for me. Wherever you are, place your right hand on your chest. Also, if you're a victim of addiction and you want that yoke broken, place your hand also on the chest. Also, if you backslid and you want Jesus to come into your life, place a hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins today. Today I have decided to follow you and no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never.